going on.
What about a little calf? You say a calf?
Cow would be a bella, that's what they call a bella.
Okay, yeah. You say the cow would do what? He would...
Yeah. It would be a blatant.
Blatant?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, a horse would do what? Maybe during feeding?
It would be nickered, that's what they call a nickered, like... That's what we call it, just nickered, you know, nickered like that, you see.
I see. Now, a gentle noise made during, by a cow during feeding time, he'd go... You say that was what?
Well, that's not what we call it, but... Oh, I don't know what to call that, but anyway. Yeah.
Mooing?
Yeah, mooing. Moo cow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, a hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
Setting hen. Okay. It's a setter.
What was the place where the hens would live, where you keep them?
They call that a chicken house.
Chicken house?
Yeah.
Did you have a little place where you kept the little chicks?
Yeah. Well, that'd be, the little chicks being cool, but for a baby cool. You see, if they get to hatch off, and the hens that used to raise, well, we used to raise chickens way back down with being big, but once you hatch those babies off, they would have what you call a cook for her and the baby, you see.
Uh-huh.
And we sit her and feed it up to that night, you see. And especially when it's cold, so she can take care of you, see. That's called a chicken coop.
Now, Mr. Reverend, when you ate chicken, did you have a kind of a piece that you'd pull apart?
Yeah.
What'd they call that?
They call that, let's see. This guy, got my wife, she learned how about the parts of that chicken there. The breast and...
That part of the chicken, you know, it was kind of a bone, and it was like this.
A V-bone, like that.
Yeah.
They got my part to call that. Breast, and there's something else they call it.
Call it the pull bone or the pulley bone or anything?
Yeah, I believe it is something like that, pulley bone. Yeah, I believe it is, but it's called pulley bone.
Wishbone or anything like that?
Yeah, something like that. I can't look up. Well, in fact, I didn't do too much cutting up. I didn't do too much.
Only yeah.
Thing I do eating, but not much of nothing.
Now, the edible insides of the chicken, what'd you call that?
Well, you got the wing, you got the drumsticks, and like that.
This is part of the heart, the gizzards, the liver.
The liver, the gizzards, and the heart.
I see. What you call all that, what do you call that, the chicken?
Chicken, well, I don't know what you call it. What a chicken called chicken gizzard, chicken liver, and like that we named separately. He's just like you want some liver, where you say chicken liver, or the gizzard, and like that. But,
I see.
But,
the inside parts of the pig or the calf you eat, what do you call that?
That is called the,
You ever had haslets, or?
Yeah, something like that. Something like that, sure.
You know what haslets are, or?
Haslets, that's your ancestors, or something like that. You know what we call, stomach part, you know.
Okay. What were liver and lights?
Yeah.
You ever have that?
Liver and lights, that's in cattle, what you call that, liver and lights in cattle, you see. And the other same thing is called soup. Liver and lights. But mostly in cows, liver and lights.
When it's time to feed the stock and do all the work around, you say, my goodness, it's getting right on.
Oh, I'm getting, let's see.
I didn't realize it's getting so close to
feeding time.
Feeding time?
Yeah.
Okay. What about some of the calls you'd use to get the animals in?
Well,
can you tell?